Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's a privilege to be able to share with you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. Political passions in our country seem to be more aroused and inflamed now than at any other time in my lifetime. Many who share patriotic bonds as Americans now often view other Americans as enemies. I believe that it is important, especially during these times, for followers of Christ to return to the greatest sermon ever preached, the imminent Sermon on the Mount. There Jesus bestows onto us the manner and approach he expects of his people in dealing with those who hate, curse, use, and persecute us. We must be a light in a world of darkness. But to do so, we must begin by rising above the instincts of our human nature to seek vengeance and retribution. This week we're examining Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 31, and striving to learn how to do the seemingly impossible, love our enemies. We've discussed verse 27, which reads, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." And verse 28, "Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." And yesterday we discussed verse 29, "To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either." Today we're discussing verse 30, where Jesus said, "Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back." Gone from our hearts should be the love of money and materialism, but rather our lives should be characterized by selfless benevolence and love. This, of course, is not to be taken to its extreme, but Christians must be charitable and generous and thus demonstrate our concern for our fellow man. This thought is continued in verses 34 and 35 of Luke 6, where Jesus taught, "And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil." Our giving must be selfless, with no expectation of receiving anything in return. Our charity will ultimately be repaid by the Lord, and by having a selfless attitude towards giving to others, we will be resembling the goodness of God and demonstrating how appreciative we are for all that He's given to us. And this isn't a principle that's applied just in the New Testament. It's also in the Old Testament as well. Deuteronomy chapter 15, beginning in verse 7, the old law reads, "If there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open wide your hand to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs." This principle is pervasive throughout Scripture. God expects His people to help those who are in need and are less fortunate, even those who may hate us, despise us, and who are our enemies. And the Apostle Paul reminded the elders at the Church of Ephesus in Acts 20, verse 35, that Jesus taught that it is more blessed to give than to receive. There is a more full sense of satisfaction and purpose when we help and give to others than when we simply receive more things ourselves. We are to help those who cannot help themselves. That is the heart, that is the mindset, that is the attitude of a Christian. We are to be selfless as he was selfless. We are to be compassionate as he was compassionate.